Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Vayera. Today is Taz B'Mar Cheshvan. Today is the Yahrzeit of Agon Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So, we were in the middle of Dargat HaBusha. Madrigat HaBusha, page Yud Bet, towards the bottom, yeah? So you're speaking about the mamash, the last two lines of the page. V'chein matzinu b'sha'ul, she'amar v'lo anan ya'od, gam b'yad ha'nevi'im, gam b'chalomot. V'lo yizkiru b'tumim, ki nitbayesh la'azkiram. He says that Hashem didn't answer me anymore, not through the nevi'im, not in dreams. He didn't mention that Hashem didn't answer him through the urim b'tumim. Why? Ki nitbayesh la'azkiram, mipnei she'arag anshei nov eira kohanim. He didn't want to mention the fact that Hashem didn't answer him any longer through the Urim V'Tumim, because the Urim V'Tumim was worn by whom? Kohen Gadol. And Shaul, unfortunately, killed all Nov Eira Kohanim, so he was ashamed to even mention it. So you see, even when he's part of that shame, was an integral part of his Teshuvah process. Ve'amar lo Shmuel, Shmuel answered him, U'machar ata uvanecha imi, imi b'mchitzati. Which means, if you remember, Shaul HaMelech, this was the night before he died. What did he do? Do you remember? He went to an Isha Ba'alat Ov. He went to a sorceress to bring down the neshama of Shmuel HaNavi, to ask him what's going on. And Shmuel HaNavi told him, tomorrow you and your son are going to be with me. What does that mean? You're going to die. But he says, the Gemara learns out, Aini b'mchitzati, with me in my domain. Which means, even when you come to Olam Haba, you're going to be in my level. Which means that his teshuvah was mitkabel. Why? Because of the amount of busha that Shaul HaMelech had, that was mechaper's avon. V'yasig adam madrigat ha-busha b'itboded lachshov b'gdulat Hashem. The more a person thinks about the exaltedness of Hashem Yitbarach, the more busha that gives him. V'cham rabba ra'at ha-mamre et piv, how terrible it is to transgress the word, to rebel against the word of Hashem. V'zuchro tamid ki Hashem ro'im ha'asav v'chin kiliyotav v'tzofim machshavotam. Hashem sees everything. That's why one of the reasons that Chachamim were mitaken to read Sefer Yonah b'mincha shel Yom Kippurim. What if you had to not sum up, but if you had to take away a main theme of Sefer Yonah in 10 words or less, what would you say?
Very good.
Someone ran away and then realized.
No, not the story. The theme.
Don't run away from Hashem.
There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to hide. No matter where you go. And even, not only that, Yonah Navi had tremendous kavanot tovot to protect Am Yisrael against Kitrug. And yet there's still nowhere to hide. If Hashem gives you a job to do, He's going to track you down, no matter where you go. And there's nowhere to, if a person does things, there's nothing that a person can do to conceal himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moving right along, Ot Kav Gimal. Ha'ikar HaShevi'i, the seventh part of Teshuvah, HaKeni'ah, Bechol lev ve'ashiflut. Kni'a is submission. It also means surrender. Surrendering and being fully submissive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiflut, lowliness. Ki ha'makir et bor'o yeda. Kama ha'over al devarav shach ve'shafel ve'nigra me'irko. Person who really has come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how low you really go and how much your value drops as a result of the avonot. Ka'inyan sh'ne'emar, Nivze be'einav nim'as, v'ne'emar, af ki nit'av v'ne'elach, ish shoteh hamayim avla. A person who drinks averot like their water, which means a person who constantly does averot, he becomes repulsive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesef nim'as kar'u lahem. Another pasuk. Al ken yikana v'hi shafal be'einav. That in and of itself should give a person a feeling of lowliness. V'david alav ha'shalom v'itvaddoto al chet'o bevo elav natan navi. Amar besof devarav. At the end, you know, there's a mizmor le David bevo elav natan navi kasher ba'el batshava. There's a whole mizmor in Teilim Nun Aleph about how David HaMelech reacted. Why did Hashem send Natan HaNavi to David HaMelech to give him musar? He gave him musar chazak. Can you imagine giving musar to Melech Israel? He gave it to him because he was navi. And even Natan HaNavi, when he gave him musar, he gave him musar derech mashal. If you remember, with the Kivsat Arash, with the poor man's sheep. He wanted him to understand. He didn't want to tell him, you can't go to a Melech Yisrael and go. Especially a Tzadik Yisod Olam like David HaMelech. So he told him, Derech Mashal, and David HaMelech understood the gravity of what he was saying. And he said a whole Mizmor Tehilim about how he responded, how he reacted to this Musar. And he writes at the end of that Perek in Tehilim, Zivche Elohim Ruach Nishbara. The real Korbanot of Hashem is a broken spirit. Lev Nishbar V'nidke Elohim Lo Tivze. What does that mean? He brings it down. He breaks it down, says Rabbi Yonah. Ruach Nishbara, Ruach Nemocha. A low spirit. Lamadnu Mize Ki Achna'a Meikaret Teshuvah. We see from here, we learn from David HaMelech that one of the main components of Teshuvah is the lowliness and submissiveness. Ki HaMizmor Hazeh Yesod Musad Le'ikaret Teshuvah. You can look at the whole Mizmor and see how to do Teshuvah just from Mizmor Nun Aleph in Tehilim. It's an unbelievable thing. So, as a result of a person's lowliness and submissiveness and surrender, a person becomes once again wanted and loved by Hashem. As a result of this, I will look at the ani, the poor man, and those low of spirit. This is the haftarah of, it's pasuk in Yeshaya, where's this haftarah? The morning of Yom Kippur. Ve'amar solu solu panu darech, harimu michshol miderech ami. Ki cho amar ram menisa shochen ad ve'kadosh emo. Recognize those words? Yeah, that's Ashkenazim borrow that from this pasuk. He says, marom ve'kadosh eshkon, ve'et daka ushval ruach, I live with a downtrodden person, le'achayot ruach shefalim u'le'achayot lev nidkaim. Lamadnu ki achna'a mikarei teshuvah. This achna'a, the submissiveness and surrender, causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu to return and be with the person. Because as a result of the avon, what does a person's avonot do to the Shekhinah? It chases it away. But now as a result of the achna'a, Hashem comes back and wants to be with us again. Which means it's a tremendous thing. V'chin she'ar kol ha'parasha medaberet al ba'alei teshuvah. You see over there also in the Navi Yeshaya, parasha doesn't mean necessarily parashat HaShavua. Parasha means the paragraph, the noseh, the topic over there. What does it say? Ki lo le'olam ariv, ba'avon betz'o kasafti. I was upset at his avonot. Derachav ra'iti ve'irpa'ehu ve'ancheu. Perush, derachav ra'iti be'achna'a. I saw that the person became submissive. I saw that he became humble. Kmo she'amar ve'daka u'shfal ruach u'vimrirut ha'lev. As a result of the bitterness of his heart, kmo she'amar ki ruach min lefanai ya'atof ve'irpa'ehu. And as a result of that surrender, Hashem says, I've healed him. What's the healing? Ki eslach la'avono. I forgave his sin. Kmo irpa meshuvatam v'shav v'rafalo v'ancheu. What does ancheu mean? E'ezereu al azivat ha'chet v'agbiru al yitzro. I will help him to leave the chet. I will aid him in overcoming the Yetzer Hara. That's all a result of the surrender that a person does to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you saying?
Maybe
Eliyahu.
Maybe,
I got it, nachon?
Yeah. Maybe you spoke about this previously already, but what are some practical ways that we could surrender ourselves to Hashem?
It's a very, very good question. Practically, it's always good to sit down. By the way, it's very important always for a person to do hitbodedut. Hitbodedut is having alone time where a person can self-introspect. Look inside and really probe yourself to see, what have I done? Good things, bad things, what can I do better? What should I be giving myself credit for? It's important to do hitbodedut every day, preferably by Kriyat Shema Alamita. Before Kriyat Shema. And it doesn't have to be a long time. Sit down. The Chafetz Chaim actually writes about it in several of his Sfarim. Sit down and think. Hitbodedut doesn't have to be done in forests, and it doesn't have to be done while screaming. It can be done silently in the privacy of your own house or wherever. It's a beautiful thing in that it can be done anywhere. Sit down and think. Huh?
Sorry, I feel like it's sometimes like very overwhelming thinking about like all the things you've done, and like you'll think the majority of just
that day. Take it day by day. You know what I'm saying? There's not.
All the guys in Meron,
yeah. Amba, Tatsuo, listen, different strokes for different folks. Different people do it different ways. I'm not saying that's wrong, but it's certainly not our derech. But you don't need to do that. What I'm trying to say is Hitbodedut doesn't belong to Breslov. Hitbodedut belongs to Am Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? It's important to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Part of that Cheshbon HaNefesh is, wow, look how good Hashem is to me. Well, it's Hashem gives me this and this. And what doesn't Hashem give us? Hashem is omnipotent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if He really, really wanted to take us to task for everything we've done, we'd be dead. No, be'emet. Aval ma, Hashem loves us and He keeps on showering us with good. And yet, in spite of that, I do X, Y, and Z against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel so small klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That feeling of, not only it's also busha, but it's also achna'ah. The busha brings about the achna'ah. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah follows up busha with achna'ah. That busha that you feel before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, it's a feeling of lowliness, being small. Compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, we're nothing. And that's supposed to engender a feeling inside the person. If that's the case, how can I do this? How can I allow myself? Now, don't think the Yetzirah is going to fall for it. It's, you know, it has to be a recurring theme. The Yetzirah is not going to say, okay, so you're small relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's it. No more Averot ever. No, that's not the Yetzirah is going to find a million and one different ways and excuses to justify doing the Averot. But at the end of the day, you want to know how to achieve Hachna'ah, that surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is everything, in od milvado, and we are nothing. That's the surrender. Now, preferably, when done correctly, it should help at least minimize the amount of amanot that a person does. Which they maybe not completely eradicate it, that's wonderful, but it doesn't usually happen that way. But at least as a tool for chazarah b'tshuva, for the avanot that a person has already done, and to kind of curtail the avanot that a person does in the future, is a pretty good formula. And he continues and he says like this. What was for lunch today? Good stuff? So, you know, I'll tell you, there's a Rambam in one of his Ktavim, not in Yad HaChazakah. I don't remember where I saw it, but one of Kitvei Rambam where he writes, most of the Rambam's writings were in Arabic, you know, in Judeo-Arabic, which means Arabic language with Hebrew letters, you know that. The only thing that the Rambam ever wrote actually in Lashon HaKodesh was Mishneh Torah, was the Yad HaChazakah. Everything else the Rambam ever wrote, his letters, his tshuvot, his Perusha Mishnayot, all of the things the Rambam ever wrote was always in Judeo-Arabic. So a lot of it is based on translations of either his Talmid, Rabbeinu Shmuel ibn Tibon, or Rabbi Yosef Kapach from the previous Maran Zichron Bracha's friend, in, you know, a generation ago. He writes about eating. It's completely off topic, but I just thought of it now, thinking about lunch. The Rambam says, if you want to know how to eat during the day, he says, I'll explain it to you derech mashal. And this is really the what we call the Mediterranean diet that Rambam actually likes very much, which is, he says, Baboker echol kemelech. He says, in the morning, eat like a king. How? Not healthy things, but portion-wise and, you know, stuff like that. In the morning, you can allow yourself to eat like a king. Batzahoraim echol kenasich. In the afternoon, eat like a prince. What's a prince? A little bit less than the king. A little bit, meaning also nicely, but one level lower. Uva'ayrev echol ke'ani. In the evening, eat like a poor person. Meaning what? Very light. A little bread, a little dip, whatever. A salad. Zeh, shalom. You know, in Israel, the main meal of the day is when? Lunch. And they have like a light dinner. In America, Western society, that's very much not the case at all. Breakfast is you know what I'm saying? It's not always.
They're all the main meal.
Huh?
Everything's the main meal.
That's not necessarily, I mean, if you're in the workforce, dinner's the biggest, especially, yeah? Lunch, many people skip. Breakfast, a lot of people, either they take it to go or they're running. And that's mamash lo kacha. The Rambam writes, it's not only scientific, the Rambam says that breakfast is the number one most important meal of the day. That's what gives you the most koach to be productive during the day. And a lot of people skip it. It's not good. People... It's also shown that if you're makpit to have a good breakfast, it helps in weight loss. There's a lot of studies about it, but that's the eating cycle of the Rambam. That's what he writes, Mifonash. Anyway, I just thought we would say that. But again, it's very hard culturally. We've grown up in American culture where that's not the norm, so it's hard to, I don't know, what do they do in Canada? Same thing?
Yeah.
Dinner's big?
Of course.
Yeah. I guess it's a Middle Eastern thing. My father-in-law's an Israeli, even until today. He has a piece of toast and a salad for dinner every night. Same thing. And lunch is a big deal. It's healthier because it gives the body more time to... One of the most unhealthy things that you can do to your body is eating a big dinner late and go to sleep right after. That's one of the most toxic things that you can do for your body. Toxic mamash. Elotov. You have to let Preferably, you should not have eaten anything. Don't go to sleep until 4 hours since your last meal has passed. Because when your body goes to sleep, the metabolism slows down and the ability of the body to digest what it's eaten properly also goes down. That results in weight gain. That results in more toxins being released in the body as opposed to being filtered out. It's a very, very bad thing. Yeah.
Even snack before 4 hours?
Not the best, but usually they speak about eating heavy. But preferably, I try to be makpid, not to eat. I eat by a certain time. I'll have a drink, I'll have a zip, but maybe sometimes a snack, but a meal? No. Even Bilin Shabbat is the hardest. Lilin Shabbat, Lilin Tov, it's very, very difficult because sometimes you can't control it. Sometimes after, especially on Shabbat day, kol ha'ochel chamin biyom Shabbat, chayav mita. Yeah, makom, yeah. Mita, mita im tet. Lo im taf, tet. Yeah. It's malasot. Sometimes you can't avoid it, but it's so important. So, so important. The Rambam spends a few prakim teaching you about Shmirat HaGuf HaNefesh, about halachot of eating well and protecting yourself in his Sefer Halacha. If it wasn't important, the Rambam wouldn't write it. The Rambam wasn't writing a medical Sefer, he was writing a Sefer Halacha. Because Shmirat HaGuf HaNefesh is the only way to be able to achieve Avodat Hashem. If your guf and your nefesh is not healthy, then you're not going to achieve anything in Avodat Hashem. The Rambam understood that, that's why he wrote it. Understand? Why do you think the Gemara is full of all these? The Gemara tells you how to eat and what's healthy and what's not, and even chutz me'akavod, how to use the restroom. All these things are in the Gemara. Chachmei Talmud, Tanaim ve'Amoraim. What are they wasting their time on this for? Apparently, what? Chashuv? Chashuv is the Torah.
Right, yeah. This is off topic. How much should one exercise every day or every week?
It doesn't. There's no number. There's no amount of time that's prescribed by the Rambam, but he says meforash that a person should make time for physical activity every day, preferably before eating.
In the morning.
He doesn't say when. He says preferably before eating. A person should have physical activity for tkufa every day, preferably before eating.
The Rambam does a half hour a day?
Usually do about a half hour or so. Different, but it's everybody has their own schedules, but it's extremely, extremely important to be at least partially physically active. You know, especially when you're learning, try to get, you know, you're sitting for a long time, try to make sure you change position. It's good for your back. You know, stand up and sit back down, but you know what I'm saying, sometimes you have to stretch. It's not good to be in the same position all the time. The Gemara said not long ago, so at the end of Ketubot, a person should you know, sitting too much is no good, standing too much is no good. Sitting is bad for the me'ayim, standing is bad for the back. There's all sorts of different, so you're supposed to really alternate a lot. I used to do this in yeshiva a lot. It's important, especially if you have a long seder. So I'm not even saying go out to batal chas v'shalom. No, not that. But even as you're learning, make sure you're a little bit active. Stand up, stretch out a little bit, sit back down, change your position. It's good for circulation, it's good for your muscles, it's good for your brain, it's good for everything. It's important to remember that. So, especially in yeshiva, especially. Because in yeshiva, we're not as active. Lahavdil, also in college, when you're sitting down for long, long, long periods of time, it's not so good. Yeah. So, and that's why sometimes you get tired. You ever feel like you're getting tired and you feel heavy? That's because the circulation is slowing down. What you have to do sometimes is clench your fists. Do that, stand up, sit down, let the blood run through your body, and then you feel a burst of energy. Look what good circulation can do for you. It's an unbelievable thing. This is all Chokhmat HaTorah. All Chokhmat HaTorah. This is zero to do with medicine and biology. Everything to do with the Torah Kedusha. It's ממש ככה. Weiter. Says Rabbi Yonah. Okay. Veda ki ma'alot ha'achna'a rabot. There are several levels of submissiveness. Kasher yitba'er b'sha'ari ha'anava b'ayzrat ha'el. He's going to have a whole section on anava. Anava and achna are really the same thing. Humility and submissiveness are really the same. V'amadrega ha'aliyona be'achna ha'mchuyevet midirich ha'teshuva she'yagdil v'yadir avodat Hashem. That a person has to aggrandize, make very big in his eyes, big and chashuv, the service of Hashem. V'lo yachazik tova le'atzmo. Never look at yourself thinking, wow, look how much I've done. Like the Chachamim teach us in Pirkei Avot. אם למדת תורה הרבה, אל תחזיק טובה לעצמך של כך נוצרת. You know, don't ever, wow, you learned so much. Wow, you're so great. No, you're not. Why? This is what you're created for. You're just doing your job. Yeah, you know, when you do your job, it's like, wow, you're so great. No, you're just doing your job. He says, "Ki ktan hakol be'einav kineged mashu chayav be'avodat Hashem." As much as we accomplish, a person should always view it as only a fraction of what we're obligated to do in avodat Hashem. We're constantly falling short of Hashem's expectations for us. A person should think that way, even if we're not. But at least to keep yourself in check, always think that maybe I'm not doing enough for avodat Hashem. Hashem expects way more. Al keni kana v'avod be'atzneah. This should cause a person to surrender and serve Hashem quietly, modestly, without a lot of fanfare, not a lot of bells and whistles. You know, too much noise in avodat Hashem is no good. Atzneah lechet im Elohecha. Quietly, modestly. V'lo yachmod kavod al ma'asav nichbadim. Don't desire honor for your good deeds. V'lo yivakesh tif'eret adam al pe'alav amfarim. Don't look to get credit from other people. V'yastirem mida'atam kefi ha'yecholet. The most important thing is, listen, sometimes your mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim become apparent for people. And sometimes that's a good thing because it can serve as a kiddush Hashem, it can serve to be mechazek other people, which is a wonderful thing. You make a siyum masechet, people know you learn, people also causes certain kinat sofrim and causes people to learn as well. But in general, a person shouldn't be flaunting his Torah mitzvot. B'sheket, b'sheket. Not only that, there's the poskim right in Hilchot Tzedakah and Yoreh De'ah that the more people know, if a person donates tzedakah, the more people know, the less sachar a person gets, because part of a person's sachar, part of a person's reward for his mitzvot is the kavod. So the more kavod a person gets, the less reward is left for him, la'olam haba. It's very important. There are exceptions to the rule, like we said, by tzedakah. Sometimes a person has to do it publicly, like if there's an appeal or whatever. A person wants to donate publicly in order to, you know, give other people a boost to donate. Okay, beseder. Sometimes a person has other ulterior motives. I don't want to get into all the things. But in general, the general rule is try to conceal your avodat Hashem as much as possible. Ben Adam lamakom should stay Ben Adam lamakom and not become Ben Adam lachavero. That's the rule. Let Ben Adam lachavero remain Ben Adam lachavero and Ben Adam lamakom, Ben Adam lamakom. Two different facets of avodat Hashem. Bezat Hashem will continue with Ot Kaf Hei next time, Rabotai. Yom Tov, Shabbat Shalom, Tiskul Mitzvot. Tzlach HaRabbah.